Come on in. Welcome to the sandbar, y'all.
The joint is jumping tonight.
My name's Bubba. I'm a frog. A big fat frog. People always ask me, Bubba, how'd you get to be such a big fat frog? It's because of my favorite food, flies. Because you know you can have flies all kind of ways. You can have tandoori flies, fricassee flies, flies a la mode, Cajun flies with that little bit of on yon. Or you could have flies with fries. You could have flies in the fries. You could just have fried flies.
That's a lot of flies.
But you know what I really want? Is a date. Could you help me out?
Let me tell you about my froggy friend. He lives in the water and he lives on land. He's an amphibian. He lives in between. He's got a big mouth and his skin is green. Drop down when he swallows flies. His tongue shoots out. Oh, here they come. He's all right over the gums. His name is Bubba. He's a big fat frog. Been eating bugs all day here on this log. The sky is dark. It's getting late. He better croak loud if he wants a date. He's got long hind legs and like to be the champ of the frog jump Olympics down at Angel's Camp. You better keep those lovely legs out of view.
Why?
They're good for jumping, but they're tasty too.
Now just wait a minute.
His name is Bubba. He's a big fat frog. Been eating bugs all day here on this log. The sky is dark. It's getting late. He better croak loud if he wants a date. He can drink and breathe right through his skin. He's camouflaged so that he blends in. Now the butterfly who will respond? He'll join the choir down at the pond.
Big fat frog, been eating bugs all day here on this log. Well, the sky is dark, it's getting late. I better croak loud, cause I need a date.
He eats bugs for breakfast.
Bugs for breakfast.
He eats bugs for lunch.
Bugs for lunch.
Big fat dog, been eating bugs all day on this log. Where the sky is dark, it's getting late.
It's getting late.
Better croak loud, cause I want a date.
His name is Mama. His name is Mama. His name is Mama. His name is Mama. His name is Mama.
Baba,
his name is Baba.
Bubba the Frog is the Bungee Jumpin' Cows from their release called Rock Candy. Over the break, you heard James Scott doing the Frog Legs Rag. That's a 1906 recording. The Asylum Street Spankers gave us Super Frog, and that poem, Fred the Frog, is off a work by Judy Cranston. And way back when, we had Liam Lynch with Two Frogs from Songs from Lynchland. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're hopping on frogs today with Josh Butler. He is the senior zookeeper at the Albuquerque Biopark Reptiles and Amphibians. The kids have a lot of questions for him.
How does poison dart frogs get out the poison exactly?
Well, I know this is going to sound kind of gross, but you know how, like, when you sweat, your skin gets kind of wet? Well, your sweat glands are actually doing exactly the same thing as the poison glands on the dart frog. The glands are in the skin, and they just kind of oozes out in very, very tiny amounts, but it's spread out over the entire frog. So because of all those glands putting out little droplets on the skin, that poison is basically coating the entire skin. And it's really interesting in poison dart frogs that when they get attacked by a predator, grabbed or what have you, those poison glands go into like hyper mode and will emit that poison really rapidly over the surface of their skin. So not only does this happen in poison dart frogs, but it also happens in toads in our own backyards. Those glands will emit the toxins and make them distasteful or make them feel sick or make them feel like it tastes like metal or just is bad tasting. So a lot of predators, when they go to attack or eat a poison dart frog, they get a really bad taste in their mouth and a really bad feeling in their mouth, and they'll spit them out. And this helps the poison dart frogs to survive.
So sometimes we go bullfrogging, and I caught this ginormous bullfrog.
No, I did.
Well, we both did.
And Max has a question.
And why are bullfrogs attracted to red?
Because when we go bullfrogging, we have a red cloth and we hook it to a string, tie it to a string, and go bullfrogging on a ditch.
And it chases the red string?
Well, it just grabs him like a worm or something, like fish.
Uh-huh.
And it really just grabs it, and then we pull it out and then catch it.
Wow. I've never heard of that technique being used.
Wow, really? You're learning something from the Children's Hour.
Yeah, I am.
I wonder, is it more like a cat chasing a laser?
I think if you're using a string, it probably does look like an earthworm or a nightcrawler. And it thinks it's prey. And that's probably what it's going after.
Maya and Max posted a question in the chat. Is it called a bullfrog because it likes red, like a bull will go after red?
I've never heard that. I've always thought they were called bullfrogs because they're really big and their call is really loud and just booming. I've never really looked into why they've been called bullfrogs, but I always assumed it was size.
We're talking with Josh Butler. He is the senior zookeeper at the Albuquerque Biopark Zoo's Reptiles and Amphibians. And we still have a lot more questions about frogs and toads. We're also going to hear from the kids in the Extinction Diaries. But first, this is Kelly Welly, right here on the Children's Hour.
Noisy little guy keeps me up all night saying ribbit, 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 ribbit. There's a froggy on the front porch swing. She's a ribbit, 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 pretty, pretty. Ribbit, 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 pretty, pretty. There's a froggy in the mailbox. He's a booming old man, sending echoes through the land, saying oop, bop.
Wanted to dig more into why bullfrogs are called bullfrogs. Is it, like Maya and Max wondered, because they love the color red and they'll chase something that's the color red? Or is it like what our guest thought, that they're just so big they're called bullfrogs? Well, it would seem our guest is correct. The bellowing voice of a bullfrog, which is very loud in the summertime when calling for mates, is why they got the name bullfrog, kind of like a bullhorn, which amplifies a sound. Bullfrogs are a semi-aquatic frog. The large North American frog is native to eastern United States and Canada, but they have been introduced in the western United States and into other countries. The name has also been applied to other really big frogs in Africa, India, and South America. Bullfrogs need to live near bodies of still water. They breed in the early summer, and their eggs are laid in the water and hatch into dark-spotted greenish-brown tadpoles. Depending on the climate, the tadpole stage will last 1 to 3 years. Many bullfrogs are caught for food. When Maya and Max catch their bullfrogs, they just release them. You can see pictures of Maya and Max and their bullfrogs at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode page, Frogs and Toads.
Once upon a time there was a tiny tadpole who slithered to the surface of a tiny mud hole. Legless and armless, defenseless and harmless, swimming with the fishes he was vulnerable. But then he sprouted webbed limbs and a couple of lungs, till there was nothing but a bottom where his tail had once hung. An amphibious leaper with insidious peepers, bulging at a target for a very fast tongue. A bullfrog's tongue is wound like a whip, with a big hot dab of sticky glue on the tip. If you're an insect who's flying, watch out who's spying. He's a patient tongue slinger who shoots from the lip. A bullfrog croaks with the coming of spring, but it isn't like a birdie when you hear a frog sing. Though it sounds like he's retching, frog gets fine and fetching. He can't resist the pull of his mysterious ring. When bullfrogs croak, the sound will travel. When bullfrogs croak, all the froggets have to see. When bullfrogs croak, with guttural gravel, it's Mother Nature's way. I'm sure you'll agree.
Marvelous sight when he's sitting by a pond on a warm summer night. He croaks without stopping, froggets come hopping from lily pad to lily pad beneath the moonlight.
When bullfrogs croak, the sound will travel. When bullfrogs croak, all the froggets have to see. Mother Nature's way, I'm sure you'll agree. At the end of the gig, when he's far up the creek, there's a smile on his face and a fire in his cheek. He lived till he was old, but when his body's cold, he's gonna hitch a ride to heaven in an old buzzard's beak. When bullfrogs croak, smell will travel. When bullfrogs croak, it finishes the circle you see. When bullfrogs croak, with guts in the gravel, it's Mother Nature's way. I'm sure you'll agree.
That was Zach Morgan with the title track of When Bullfrogs Croak. And before my little piece on bullfrogs, you heard Kelly Welly, Froggy on My Windowsill is the name of that tune. In the background, Hoppin' Black Toad is Lobo Loco. Right here on the Children's Hour, lots more about frogs and toads coming right up.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. The Children's Hour can take your unwanted vehicle and turn it into Kids Public Radio. Learn more at childrenshour.org.